I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. Today, we turn to where science intersects with policy on the campaign trail. Dr. Roger Pelkey Jr. is an environmental studies professor at the University of Colorado at Boulder. He's also the author of The Honest Broker, Making Sense of Science in Policy and Politics. He was in Columbia in mid-September to advise the University of Missouri's proposed Food Dialogue Center on different ways that scientists can engage consumers and decision makers on highly politicized issues. In an interview outside the university's library, Pelkey tells me that food is only one of the subjects related to science that the candidates are talking about.
It could be food, it could be climate, it could be energy, it could be health. It could be international relations, it could be terrorism. The list goes on and on. And maybe there was a time in the past when we could debate and discuss these issues without necessarily having a need for experts or expert input, but those days are long gone. So we see more and more the presence of claims about science, claims about expertise, but also the participation of experts in our political debates.
Some debates about the science around climate change played out at the Republican and Democratic conventions. The GOP presidential nominee, Mitt Romney, got a round of applause after making fun of Obama's environmental rhetoric. The president then affirmed that he would invest in wind and solar energy and that climate change was not a hoax.
Climate change is an interesting topic because it's not something that people feel directly. It occurs over many decades. And so we have to rely on the authority of science to first identify it as a problem. And it very much has devolved to an issue about who do you trust. While Obama and Romney have very different views on who to trust and what the science says on climate change, they have evolved to having very similar views on energy policy. It's a very good example of how practical politics sometimes leads to places that maybe disagreements on science, you wouldn't expect them to.
Elected officials are expected to take positions on the issues. Fewer scientists do, although some jump into the political arena. Take NASA climate scientist James Hansen, who has chastised the Bush and Obama administrations for not taking the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions seriously enough. Pelkey says the danger scientists face in doing this is bringing political debates of the day back into their science.
We see this to some degree on climate change. The science almost doesn't matter to anyone anymore. People on all sides of the political aisle are using the science to further political agendas, and we're not making much progress on the climate issue, and arguably the institution that's bearing the brunt of this is the scientific institutions themselves.
But Pelkey says since policy issues related to science or technology will be divisive for years to come, scientists will probably have to come up with ways to weigh in on the debate. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and that's this week's Field Notes. To get more episodes of Field Notes and to read Dr. Roger Pelkey Jr.'s critique on the Green Revolution, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.